and I'm now joined in the studio by Frank Butler. Frank is going to be doing a new show, presenting a new show here at 90.3 Near FM. Good afternoon, Frank. How are you keeping?
Hello, Johnny. Good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. So tell us all about your new show. What's the name of it?
Well, it's a show called Building Resilience in Young People. And basically it comes about because a lot of young people go through life and, you know, they become sort of very easy disaffected because they don't know how to, you know, solve problems and, you know, decide careers and stuff like this. This often results in dropping out from schools, social rejection and even family disaffection, or even worse, leading into delinquency sometimes. So basically speaking, this is how young people can find out about themselves, find out about the skills that they have, their academic skills, their communication skills, their planning skills, their coping skills, you know, through sort of how to take initiative in situations, how to work in teams, and how to work with adults. Now, all of these things individually sort of build confidence, and confidence would be the building blocks of resilience. So what we're going to do is look at different organisations within the catchment area here of Near FM who provide young people with opportunities to do that. And these would be the various uniformed organisations like Scouting and Guiding and so forth, the various youth projects which operate in the area, the different sports clubs which operate in the area, and what they can offer in terms of helping people gain confidence and subsequently then build resilience. We'll be looking at, you know, how people can develop problem-solving skills, setting life goals, for example, you know, short-term life goals about what they're going to do in their own schooling and what they're going to do when they leave school, if they're going to take a course, what is it, if they're going to take an apprenticeship, what is it going to be? To look at people having sort of a positive self-belief, a positive sort of self-esteem, building strong networks amongst their own peers, amongst their own families, and within their own sports and youth organisations. And the simple practical skills of life, like, you know, for example, how to manage time would be one. This would be useful in terms of study, or either, even other things like cooking, for example, you know, how to look after yourself, formerly called life skills. But that's the sort of range of things that we'll be looking at, and we hope to do it over three or four programs.
Yeah. And when do you expect to
Well, at the moment we're in the research time, and I have the proposal, I'm putting forward the proposal in the next week or so to NEAR for approval, and after that then possibly end of August, September time would be a sort of goal, but it's not in my hands, that one. That's very
much of course. What's the name of the show again?
It's called Building Resilience in Young People, and
very
it's
nice.
Essentially
yeah.
for young people, and it's also for people, parents who and adults who look after young people.
Okay. And are you accompanied with somebody, or are you presenting this on your own?
Well, it'll be presented on my own, but I will be bringing in experts. We'll be looking at the sort of different researchers in the area. You know, there's very extensive research, for example, in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, on this subject. It's become a sort of, if you like, a modern subject in management training, building resilience, but we're looking at it from a young person's point of view, looking at what the Irish situation is like. We'll be hoping to interview some young people who have a very positive outlook on life, maybe some people who went off the tracks a bit and are now getting their life back together, that sort of thing. And we'll be also looking at some of the various different educational institutions, what they do, and we'll be interviewing some people from there, from the colleges and from the schools.
Okay, Frank, thank you very much indeed.
It's
all sounds very, very interesting, and I wish you the very, very best of luck with it.
Thanks a million, John. Good to be here.